My brothers and sisters, peace to you. As we enter this second week of Advent, the second week of joyful preparation, we hear this command from the prophet Baruch. Take off your robe of mourning and misery. Put on the splendor of glory from God forever. Now, in the context of Advent, this makes perfect sense. We are, after all, joyfully anticipating the birth of our Lord as we are awaiting His second coming, where we will all be brought into one in Him. But Baruch is saying this to the Israelites at one of the most desperate times in their history, perhaps the most desperate time. He and Jeremiah were prophets during the Babylonian exile, when the Babylonians had ransacked Judea, killing myriads of people. They besieged and destroyed the city of Jerusalem. They demolished the Jewish temple and enslaved the Jewish elite. Now remember, the Jewish people are God's chosen people, and Jerusalem was the capital established by David, the greatest of their kings. And the temple that was located there was essential to the worship of the Jews. It was the place around which God was supposed to gather all the nations and reunite the 12 tribes of Israel. So this ransacking of their city was not supposed to happen, not to them. Furthermore, the destruction of the temple was a serious problem for the Jewish people, as the temple was essential to the practice of their faith. By analogy, for us Catholics, it would be similar to the eradication of every priest and bishop, making it impossible for Catholics to celebrate the Eucharist. So it's against this bleak, dreary background that we hear Baruch say, "Take off your robe of mourning and misery, and put on the splendor of glory from God forever." What a curious thing to say. Why does he say this? He says this because God is about to act. Up, Jerusalem, stand upon the heights, look to the east, the prophet says. The east is the direction of Babylon. So they're looking to the direction where their leaders are enslaved. And Baruch tells the people that God is going to bring back the people who were led away on foot by their enemies. In the midst of all this darkness, God is about to act. Baruch is telling the Jewish people that this is something they don't want to miss. This is one of those times when everyone should be standing up in anticipation, because God is about to save His people. Well, now we see the depth of the church's wisdom in selecting this reading for the second Sunday of Advent. Because Advent is, in fact, the anticipation of our own salvation. It's a season where we prepare for the second coming of Christ, even while we're waiting His birth in the season of Christmas. And so, like the Jewish people, we look to the east, constantly awaiting the coming of the one who will save us, who will gather all of us together as God's children. But our anticipation, we learn, is not a passive one. No, no, it requires work on our part. We're not passive recipients of our salvation. No, we actively participate in the salvation wrought for us by Jesus Christ. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight His paths, John the Baptist tells us. In other words, there's work that needs to be done, and we need to get about doing that work. So how do we prepare the way of the Lord? How do we make those crooked ways straight? How do we put into action the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins that John was preaching? Well, certainly this can be done through prayer and through the sacraments. Many parishes, including our own, have reconciliation services during this season, so that people can seek forgiveness and make every mountain low and every winding road straight. And I urge you to take advantage of these. We as Catholics are blessed by the fact that we have a sacrament where we can be forgiven of our sins, and where we can amend our lives and make those crooked paths straight. Don't let such a valuable resource, such a valuable tool for salvation, go untapped. Now, that being said, we can't limit our preparation for the coming of the Lord simply to going to confession. No, as St. Paul tells us, we have to bring to completion the good work that God has begun in us. So how do we do that? Let's take a look at that gospel passage again. We learn that John's proclamation is a fulfillment of the words of the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one crying out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord." Now, biblical scholars will tell us that this passage in today's gospel and the passage from Isaiah is somewhat ambiguous. When scripture was originally written, there was no punctuation used. So this passage could be read as John saying, "I am the voice of one crying in the desert, quote, prepare the way of the Lord," end quote. Or it could be read as John saying, "I am the voice of one crying, quote, in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord," end quote. Fascinating, isn't it? If we take this latter interpretation, as I'm apt to do, then we realize that this Advent time is a time when we too should enter the desert, when we should enter that place where we are removed from all the distractions around us. In the desert, we're free to examine our own lives. It's a place where we can't hide behind false pretenses, where we're stripped of the worldly things that we use to define ourselves. In other words, it's a place where we come to know ourselves as we truly are and to bring that self before God. So how can we do this? Well, I once heard a teenager challenge his peers to go into the desert by spending 10 minutes a day in prayer for 21 days. He told his peers to turn off the TV, the computer, the cell phone, and to find a quiet space without any distractions, and then to spend 10 minutes in that space alone with God. Now, let me suggest this. That kid was right on target. By taking 10 minutes of our day and using that time to remove ourselves from the distractions of the world around us, we give God an opportunity to bring the good work he has begun in us to completion. And ultimately, that is what we're trying to do this Advent season as we joyfully await the coming of our Savior. We're joyous because we know that he's coming, but we're active because we know that there's a lot of work that needs to be done in preparation for his return. So this Advent season, I encourage you to go into the desert and to look to the east, anticipating the coming of the Word of God. And then once you've heard that Word of God, rejoice. Take off your cloak of sadness and mourning. And as you're rejoicing, work. Make those windy roads straight. And by all means, persevere. Continue to stay the course so that God may bring the good work he has begun in you to completion. God bless.